Hi, this is Jack Vaughn, and I'm with Ed Burns today. I'm from SearchDataManagement.com. Ed represents Search Business Analytics. And this is the Talking Data Podcast for the week of June 16th. Ed has been doing some coverage. It's on an area that's much discussed of late, which is predictive analytics. And Ed, I'm hoping you can tell people, I know your recent research is pointing to some of the key challenges with predictive analytics that are occurring, that are arising, and could you outline some of that?
Sure. Well, one of the main challenges that it seems like we're seeing right now is big data itself. You know, every business out there right now wants to get on the big data train and, you know, start pulling some value out of their massive data sets. But what we often see is that the types of methodologies involved in developing predictive models don't really play that well often with big data sets. It's not always the case that analyzing giant mountain of data is going to develop more accurate predictive models. Then you also have the problem of how to continually update your predictive models, given streaming data, real-time data, that type of thing. So the things that we're seeing around big data are actually posing a bit of a challenge to developing predictive models. There's also the same old story of staffing. You know, I think we talk about this pretty much every single time that we're talking about, you know, challenges to developing a data-driven model in a business, but it seems especially acute when it comes to predictive modeling. It turns out there just aren't enough people who have experience with technology as well as statistics. And so if you don't have those two skill sets, then it's going to be pretty tough to get a whole lot done in predictive modeling.
Are these models, are they like analytical formulas or algorithms?
It's mainly about algorithms. You're basically looking at past trends to predict future performance.
And so modeling is part of the process. Could you walk us through some of the process of developing this kind of predictive model?
Sure. Well, from the people who I spoke to, it sounds like it's a very iterative process that can require a lot of trial and error. You're not going to just sit down with some data one day and develop a predictive model that's actually going to get you anywhere. You need to look at the data, look at your business, look at the problems that you're trying to solve, and you know, step by step go through and see where the data is taking you. And so this is something that could take months to complete. I was hearing a lot from my sources that, you know, it's something that you really need to get your management to buy in on to support you through that entire process. Otherwise, you know, once you develop one model and it maybe doesn't deliver the results that you're looking for, you know, an impatient manager might try to pull the plug on that. Then there's also the question of sampling. You know, this is another aspect that comes up when we're talking about big data. Everyone wants to analyze the full data set, but from what I was hearing during my research, a lot of people were saying that sampling, just pulling out a small portion of the data, can actually help you develop a more accurate model. It's basically that allows you to minimize potential outliers that could throw off the model, as well as it leaves you with some data to verify your model at a later date, which is something that is apparently very important.
Well, you know, I've been looking at Hadoop and wondering how fast it can go mainstream, and people ask me that question. That's one reason I wonder about it. And I see tons of data, and yet it does seem like there's just from talking with you, there's a small cadre of people that now actually understand the data. And so some of what you said tells me it still boils down to having good people.
It absolutely does. For the articles I was writing, I spoke to Mark Pitts. He's the head of all the analytics initiatives at Highmark Health. And he was saying he basically looks for three things. He wants someone that understands statistics, understands the technical tools, and understands the line of business that they're going to be working in. And He said, oftentimes you can find someone who has two of those skill sets, but you pretty much never find anyone who has all three in combination. So it does sound like people who are looking to get into predictive modeling are having a really difficult time finding the staff that they need. For Pitts, the solution was, identify people within your organization who have two of those skill sets and maybe send them back to school for continuing education. And in that way, you can sort of, build the skills that you need from within. But yeah, for people who want to build a predictive modeling initiative from scratch, if you don't have anyone in-house already who has some of those skills, you're going to be pretty hard-pressed to go out there and hire someone who does. Because, a lot of the people who do have two or three of those skill sets, they're probably working at Google or Facebook making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, and it's going to be hard to hire them away.
Okay. Well, I appreciate talking with you, and I've had a chance to see some of the writing on this. Because we don't want to get too far ahead with enthusiasm for big data or predictive modeling, not if the enthusiasm is misplaced. Some of the messages I take away is that, yes, big data is good, but sometimes less is more. And whenever people mention iterative, it sounds like work. It's my pleasure to thank our audience for taking part and being with Ed Burns and I, Jack Vaughn, this edition of the Talking Data podcast. Till next time.